This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Broadcasting live from the UN stronghold, Austin, Texas, you're listening to The Alex Jones Show. And now, your host, Owen Troyer.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, Alex Jones is in Washington, D.C., and he's been, well, super empowered today, not just during the press conference, but then concluding, we'll call it a man on the street just moments ago, where he compared a member of the fake news to an animatronic rat from Chuck E. Cheese. You cannot make that stuff up. But this morning he was addressing free speech, the attacks on the First Amendment, the attacks on the Second Amendment at the National Press Club in D.C. And it's amazing. While I'm listening to everybody speak, I'm reading this story from the Gateway Pundit. It begins, California senator introduces bill to kill free speech, requires state-sanctioned fact-checkers to approve online content. So it's amazing because you'll have people say, oh, look at Alex Jones trying to get attention. Look at Alex Jones trying to publicize and promote himself. Oh yeah, Alex, the First Amendment is under attack. Please. And then it's like, okay, well, here's the bill introduced in California that wants to have a state-sanctioned fact check of social media and online content. And you don't think for one second that's aimed at us? But that's just possibly down the road. What about all the censorship on Twitter, on YouTube, the banning of conservative channels, the removal of Diamond and Silk on Facebook because they're deemed unsafe for the community? Yeah, that's right. Unsafe for the community that they're trying to social engineer. There's the story at Infowars.com from John Rappaport, which is also cited in the Gateway Pundit story. So, yeah, we're crazy for wanting to draw attention to the First Amendment being under attack. Yeah, we're nuts because in this country, the First Amendment is one of the founding principles of free speech, and it's under attack from a radical left-wing consortium of social media, government, and television news media, all working together to demonize their opposition and then say you have to be removed because you're quote-unquote unsafe to the community. Yeah, it's not safe for the community that's being fed a bunch of lies to have reality smack them in the face. That's not safe for the community. You might be woken up from your coma. Your spirit might be lit from its ashes. You might rise like the phoenix from your brainwashed stupor to being alive, spiritual, discerning, and that's unsafe to the community that Facebook, Twitter, Google are trying to create. So Alex Jones goes to the National Press Club, addresses all of this. We get attacked every day. We have people trying to handicap us and bring us down with frivolous lawsuits. So we're going to go to the clips on the other side of some of the speeches and some of the moments from Alex Jones at the National Press Club in D.C. today, addressing the attacks on InfoWars, the attacks on the First Amendment, the attacks on the Second Amendment. And just as you would have suspected, on the streets of D.C., the liberal goons come out from the sewers that they dwell in to attack Alex Jones on the same nonsense that they always use. But now they've got a new one. Now they've got a new one. Oh, Alex Jones, you got sued by Georgetown. How does that feel? Well, it's going to feel pretty good when he wins the slapback lawsuit. So we're going to have all that on the other side. Don't go anywhere.
Introducing CellForce by InfoWars Life. CellForce focuses on mitochondria efficiency and protection. Mitochondria produce over 95% of your energy. They are your body's cellular engines. CellForce helps promote your cellular energy production by supporting mitochondria, much like a cellular engine overhaul. Because when your mitochondria don't run at 100% efficiency, then they start producing reactive oxygen species. Top scientists agree that aging is most likely caused by cellular damage, resulting from these reactive oxygen species. The antioxidants found in CellForce are some of the most powerful available on the market. The stronger the antioxidant, the better its ability to scavenge for these reactive oxygen species and other free radicals. Boost, protect, and adapt with CellForce from InfoWars Life. Head to InfoWarsLife.com or call 1-888-253-3139.
Answer to 1984 is 1776. You're listening to the Alex Jones Show.
And now, your host, Owen Schroyer.
Roughly 1,100 Hondurans that threaten to cross through Mexico and into the United States has now split off into smaller groups. Some will attempt to stay in Mexico, some have turned back, and an estimated group of 200 or more are still heading for the United States border to openly manipulate the joke that is the catch and release program.
I speak to you as an immigrant myself. I came to this country 45 years ago with me and my mother, okay? 45 years ago, we were not offered sanctuary. We were not offered an easier, softer way, okay? We were told you have to be an American citizen, and here's what you have to do. And we did it. We worked hard, and we put in our time, okay? And I now have a piece of paper hanging on my wall called a naturalization certificate that says I am a proud United States American citizen. And if I can do it, every single person that's a dreamer in this room can do it. Every person that's undocumented in this room, they could do it too.
So we had very, very weak laws. We have the worst laws. You ever think catch and release, which we're terminating very quickly. We're doing it in pieces. No, it's unbelievable. Think of this. So we have a country where if they step 1 foot, not 2 feet, if 1 foot hits our country, we have to take those people, gently register them, and then release them. Okay? We're going to release them, essentially, in a short period of time. So we release them. And then they're supposed to come back for a court case. We hire more judges. We're trying to hire thousands of judges. No other country in the world does it. We hire judges so that these people will come back. Now, they're on the land. We release them. They go someplace into our country. They're supposed to come back within 2 or 3 years for a court case. But nobody ever comes back.
President Trump signed a proclamation on Wednesday to send up to 4,000 National Guard members to the border. Meanwhile, the first of the left-leaning governors refusing to support President Trump rears up, declaring, as the Daily Mail reports, Oregon Governor Kate Brown tweeted, "If Donald Trump asked me to deploy Oregon Guard troops to the Mexico border, I'll say no. As commander of Oregon's Guard, I'm deeply troubled by Trump's plan to militarize our border." But President Trump is hardly backing down. When Trump says enough is enough, consider this, as Breitbart reported. Border Patrol agents arrested 8 Bangladesh nationals in the Laredo sector during a 2-day period last week. During the month of March, Laredo sector agents arrested at least 24 after they illegally crossed from Mexico. The Laredo sector leads the nation in arrests of Bangladeshis who enter the U.S. illegally in South Texas. Border Patrol agent Hector Garza said, "The arrest of these people from Bangladesh Bangladesh shows there is a clear pipeline from anywhere in the world to Mexico and onto the southern border of Texas.
What percentage are you seeing from places other than South and Central America?
The Border Patrol and Homeland Security categorize the people that are not from Mexico as other than Mexicans. And prior to last night, it was running about 73% of the people apprehended in the Rio Grande Valley are OTMs, other than Mexican. As one of them was climbing over the fence, he dropped a package. And that package was an Urdu dictionary. Urdu is a language spoken in Pakistan and Afghanistan. And in that translation book, Urdu in English, there were a lot of phrases circled and outlined. Do you speak Spanish? Do you speak English? You must pay in dollars. So we know that special interest countries, in particular countries like Pakistan or Afghanistan, that are not particularly friendly with our country, are slipping through here under the disguise of and under the all this other activity that's going on, where these families are giving up and the Border Patrol resources are being compromised. So it's easier for them to slip through this private property. And that's just one example. And more recently, within the past 2 weeks, some Iranian money was found in a bailout vehicle. So we know they're coming in here.
And as Joe Jankowski reports, U.S. Border Patrol has arrested sex criminals in the days leading up to Trump's decision to send National Guard troops to the southern border. So far in the month of April, the U.S. Customs and Border Protection has had its hands full with detaining sex offenders who had sought to enter the country at the U.S.-Mexican border. According to the CBP, Southwest border apprehensions and inadmissible entries increased 37% in March over February. Compared to March 2017, March 2018 numbers were 203% higher. Add this to a monumental transnational drug trade flowing across the border, keeping violent corruption in power in countries like the Honduras that are causing these very migrants to run in the first place. Message to the left, get used to it. The National Guard will just be the beginning when it comes to finally securing our borders. John Baum reporting for InfoWars.com.
So there's the InfoWars footage of us walking across the border carrying a severed head. No Border Patrol there to stop us. James O'Keefe walks across the border dressed like Osama bin Laden. No Border Patrol there to stop him. So that's not a problem. And then you've got Texas sending 1,400 troops to the border. You've got the military ramping up their technology of how they're going to handle border security. But the caravanners are still saying, oh, we're still coming. You can't stop us. And so that's what we're dealing with down there. And the Democrats want nothing to do with fixing that problem. But we've got Alex in D.C. right now. Alex Jones invades the swamp. Millie Weaver was there as well. She gave a brief speech during the address at the National Press Club. Here is that speech.
Hi, I'm Millie Weaver. I'm a reporter for InfoWars. And the reason I brought this microphone up here to show you guys is there have been so many times that I've been accosted, spit at, had urine thrown on me by rogue people, especially Antifa groups, radical communist leftist groups, because of the lies and propaganda that the mainstream media spews about InfoWars and Alex Jones. So I get attacked because of these lies, physically attacked. Now, a lot of this this lawsuit that's been put against Alex Jones and InfoWars surrounds Charlottesville. I was there in Charlottesville. I was the InfoWars reporter on the ground reporting to you guys what happened. We all know that the mainstream media afterward decided to spin a biased, one-sided storyline that you had a bunch of rogue KKK extremists come and attack a bunch of peaceful protesters out there. What I can tell you is that because I had the ability to live stream and to broadcast on social media, which those broadcasts went viral, I was able to show what exactly actually happened out there in Charlottesville. The truth spoke for itself. Okay, there was violence on both sides, but I will say the overwhelming majority of the violence was coming from the Antifa leftist anti-protesters, the ones protesting people who were out there trying to stand up for protecting the statue. And yes, there were rogue elements on both sides. But one side came with pepper spray, tear gas canisters, ice chests full of water balloons with chemicals and urine and feces in them to throw. And that was depicted and caught through my ability to live stream, broadcast on Facebook, on YouTube, on these social media sites that they want to remove us from. I got the truth out there with Charlottesville. While at the same time, myself and my cameraman especially were pepper sprayed in the face for being InfoWars. I made it clear to both the Antifa and some of the radical elements on the alternative right side that we did not agree with any of their positions. We do not agree with communism. We do not agree with fascism. But what I told them was, I do agree with your right to free speech. Both of you guys have a right to be out here and peacefully protest. That didn't stop us from being pepper sprayed and attacked because of the lies and the propaganda that the mainstream media spreads about us in InfoWars. That's why it's so important that we protect free press, guerrilla journalists. All of us out here today who are in this room should understand and know the importance of our ability to go out there and tell the truth when sometimes the moral integrity of mainstream media is lapsed. Thank you very much.
All right, more from that. Alex Jones invades the swamp on the other side. Don't go anywhere.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Do you have any of these symptoms? Night cramps in the hands and feet. Your arms and legs often go to sleep. On short walks, do your legs get aches and pains? Is your memory worse than it used to be? Ankles that swell late in the day? Has your blood pressure increased lately? If you answered yes to even one of these questions, you may have early warning signs of arterial blockages. Your body is saying that it is time to take Extendivite. These are not the normal signs of aging. They are the warning signs that accompany blocked arteries. Get your Extendivite today. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply.
To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Jones invade the swamp. It was live this morning. We've got many clips coming for you today on the Alex Jones Show. Let's now go to Alex's lawyer's question and answer session.
Hi, my name is Suzanne Monk. I'm host of Trump Talk US. I want to thank you, first of all, for doing this. My question to my viewers is there any lawsuits, class action lawsuits that are being put against the banners, against the people who are censoring us? This is one of our gravest concerns, that we find a way to actually be able to fight back. They're suing us. Is there any way we can sue them?
Well, you know, I think as this lawsuit illustrates, so many states have these anti-slap statutes that allow somebody who's being victimized by an abusive lawsuit to push back and say, you don't get to go to the courts to take action against people just because you disagree with their protected speech. You can force people filing that kind of abusive lawsuit to pay the attorney's fees, to be sanctioned. So, I mean, that's really where the legal ballgame is in fighting these suits one by one and making it clear to people that you don't get to go to court to fight over politics, to fight over beliefs. That's just not what it's for.
Counselor, what confidence do you have in the courts? I raise that question. My name's Cliff Kincaid with America Survival TV because we just reported on a group of Obama judges in the Fourth Circuit ruling that a war memorial in Bladensburg, Maryland has to be destroyed. It's been sitting for 100 years because it includes a Christian cross. This is what the courts are about now. You know it. I know it. So what confidence do you have in the courts that they're going to rule on the basis of law and the Constitution and not rule against you and Alex Jones because they don't like you?
You know, our federal courts are, it's a wonderful court system. There are some bad eggs here and there. There are judges who sometimes issue questionable rulings. But at the same time, it's a system that works pretty well. There's a lot of variation between the states. But I think over and all, at this point, with our constitutional rights, you generally get a fair shake. Not always, but generally.
Mr. Grossman, Jason Goodman from Crowdsource the Truth. The same individual who spoke to Alex about Martian slave children has brought a lawsuit against Crowdsource the Truth after we introduced evidence that he's engaged in felony charity fraud. Is there any way that I can bring that to the attention of authorities and have him brought up on criminal charges? Not as a punitive step against the lawsuit, but this seems like the lawsuit is an effort on his part to suppress that information and silence me.
I can't really comment on that because I'm not familiar with the facts of the matter. Obviously, if you have an attorney representing you in your lawsuit, you should probably speak with them about that.
Well, and of course, as you've stated, that's his goal, the punitive measures of the financial damage something like that would cause. But thank you for your answer.
Thanks, ma'am.
So, a lot is going on. My name is Cherie Saber, Moms for Trump. It appears to me, Mr. Jones and everyone here, there will be a lot of lawsuits going forward. This is a very interesting time that we're living in, as we all know. The question, with all the lawsuits that are going on and that will be going on, my question is countersuit. Is there such a thing, simply, countersuit? Can people countersuit?
Well, this is exactly what we're talking about with this case and the anti-SLAPP motion that we filed today. When somebody files one of these frivolous, abusive lawsuits merely to punish their political enemies, the way to respond to that in the states that allow it is to file an anti-SLAPP motion to get that case dismissed and to sanction the other side for abusing the court system to punish their political enemies. That's the way, I think, over a period of time that you change the incentives for this kind of litigation so that people realize that if they bring these kinds of suits, they're going to face consequences for doing it.
And let me just jump in, because that's the one point I should have made when I got up here today, is we have basically filed a suit back against them with this filing to have it thrown out, then citing the SLAPP statute, the lawyers here, he can explain it if I get it wrong, that is a lawsuit. We are going for the damages of the cost, our time and energy via this fraudulent suit. So I should have just opened this up by saying, we're citing the anti-SLAPP statute. This is clearly a textbook case. We're going to fight this. And then when it's defeated, which we believe it will be because it's so classically fraudulent, they will have to pay attorney's fees and some type of damages. So we are countersuing. Is that accurate, Counselor?
That is right. We have filed an anti-SLAPP motion under the Texas anti-SLAPP statute as well as the Virginia anti-SLAPP statute. They both provide this kind of relief, and obviously we're very confident in our legal arguments. I think there's a last question in the back.
I'm Carrie Donovan from Populous Lawyer, and I was being sued by the same group that was suing Roger, just as a citizen. And we do citizen journalism at Populous Lawyer. And so my question is, I'm trying to bring people in and give them a platform to speak and post their stuff. And now I'm really kind of scared. I'm thinking, what can I do to help protect just the average American?
But see, that's the whole point. Now we're learning about all these little folks that are being sued. There's a huge underground campaign. You're an expert on this. Follow us. How big is this iceberg under the water of Soros and leftist bullying?
I mean, we have seen more and more of this in recent years, of people, rather than engaging in public debate, simply going to court to challenge people and bringing defamation claims and emotional distress claims and things like that, that in many cases are unfounded. It is abusive. States are getting wise to that, and they're passing statutes to deal with that. There are some great resources online from the Recorders Committee for the Freedom of the Press and from some others that provide background on those statutes. There are groups that provide pro bono legal defense for individuals who are subject to those kinds of lawsuits and can provide advice on how to deal with them. There really are a lot of resources out there, but it is a huge problem and one that, unfortunately, is only growing.
Mr. Grossman, good morning, and good morning to the InfoWars team. It's great to have you guys in D.C. As a citizen journalist myself, has kind of been encouraged, to join the fight, finding InfoWars and looking for the truth. It's great to have you guys here. I'm just curious, what you think about the modern-day legal profession and having, lawyers for hire these days. They're willing to file, just about any type of lawsuit, against, free speech groups like, Alex Jones and people fighting, to get the real news out. What does it say about, when millions of dollars are just brought to the, to these lawyers and to bring these type of lawsuits forward? What does it say about the profession these days?
I mean, everybody has a right to legal representation, both when they're, subject to criminal charges, but also just as a general matter to represent them in whatever disputes they may have, to petition the government and so on. But at the same time, every time a lawyer signs a pleading before a court, that lawyer is certifying that there is a colorable basis for that claim and that it's based upon law and that it's based upon facts. And if lawyers are filing things that violate those certifications, they deserve to be sanctioned for that. There are rules that deal with this. There are, as I've mentioned, the anti-SLAPP statutes that deal with these kinds of speech-suppressing lawsuits. That is the framework that we work in to address that problem. So, thank you.
Okay. Are you guys going to be filing any complaints against the bar for this frivolous filing?
It's not something that we're talking about now. Thank you.
Thank you so much. And again, just to be clear, we have filed an anti-SLAPP lawsuit against this fraudulent suit filed by Georgetown and by the individual that they used to file it. And so that's really the big news here today, and I should have announced that up front. Can you just spend a minute technically explaining that to folks again? Because it didn't seem to
All right,
seem
ladies and gentlemen, the full video you can find on the Alex Jones Facebook page, and it'll be on the YouTube channel as well. More clips coming. This is the Alex Jones Show. Alex Jones in the swamp.
over a year in the making, produced by one of the top organic firms in the country, that if you want proven studies and documentation, I'm going to speak for hours just on the files I have here, of what this is proven to do, the ingredients in this. This is the ultimate immune system boost for this time of year, any time of the year. But Immune Wall is incredible. And folks, other formulas that aren't even as good are $70, $80. It's a great deal at $39. Immune Wall, beta glucans, olive leaf, and so much more. It is concentrated. You need to go read what is in here. The mushroom blend of the most expensive, highest quality mushrooms that just incredibly accelerate. A citrus peel blend. I mean, this is the next level. It's now available, ladies and gentlemen. Immune Wall. I think it's beyond seasonal. Beta glucan, olive leaf, and more. Immune Wall, InfoWarsStore.com, InfoWarsLive.com, or 888-253-3139.
Stuck in an expensive timeshare contract and feel like there's no way out? I'm Chuck McDowell, CEO of Wesley Financial Group. I've helped thousands of people get rid of their timeshares.
I didn't realize what I was getting into. The whole thing was just a scam. I finally found information on Chuck, and he agreed to meet us. It was just a wonderful experience because he knows that business inside out, and he actually wanted to solve our problem.
I fought the largest timeshare company in federal court, and yes, I won. Whether you owe $10,000 to $250,000 on your timeshare, we can help cancel your mortgage. When you're approved as a client, we'll get you out of your timeshare, eliminate your payments, and get them off of your back permanently. And we proudly hold an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau.
Call Wesley Financial Group now for your free consultation at 800-959-3388. That's 800-959-3388. 800-959-3388.
Hello, my name is Marjorie Wildcraft. I'm the founder of the Grow Network, which is an online community of people who produce their own food and medicine. We are really into backyard self-reliance. If you want this lifestyle, I suggest your first step be to learn some basic home medicine. Just the other day, my 18-year-old son came to me and said,
"Mama, I got a sore throat. Can you fix me up?"
And I said, "Sure, Ryan," and in about 24 hours, he was better. The best home medicine for you to start out with is garlic. It's an amazing natural antibiotic, and I can show you how to use garlic to handle ear infections, sore throats, colds, and flus. As a way for you to get to know a little bit more about me and the Grow Network, I've written up an easy introduction on how to use garlic. It's at gcnwellness.com. Now, the station manager told me that I needed to say the URL at least twice, even though it feels kind of weird. But if you're interested in backyard self-reliance, you are one of us. Go to www.gcnwellness.com and let's connect up.
Face it, today's electric power grid is more vulnerable than ever. From natural disasters to EMP attacks and hacking, the grid could be crippled for days or even decades in the most dire scenarios. Visit quantumharvest.net to see our built-to-last EMP-protected solar power systems. While millions suffer, you'll have vital power for water pumps, refrigeration, and sanitation. Now that's peace of mind. EMP-protected solar power systems for every need and budget. See our full range at quantumharvest.net.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
And now, the tip of the spear, leading the fight to take back the nation, it's Owen Schroyer. You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
Alex Jones invades the D.C. swamp, which right now seems to be permeating the Trump agenda as we're all anxiously awaiting to see what happens in Syria. being on the brink of World War III with Russia and Iran if we move forward with an intervention and regime change in Syria. But Alex Jones is in the swamp, and he's addressing the attacks on the Second Amendment, a lot of which comes with the fake news that they report about us and then try to spin it into a campaign to have us censored and have us removed. Here's Alex Jones talking about some of those instances.
What Mr. Gilmore, again, I think he's a good guy, what Soros and the university is doing with taxpayer money, what he's doing here is twisting our words beyond all recognition so that he can play the victim and bring a lawsuit against myself and get headlines. And that's what the university is really looking for, headlines against the First Amendment. He seems to be enjoying it, and he is a public figure. He's writing articles about it, and it did get him a lot of headlines when he did file it. Will there be that many headlines when it gets thrown out of court? Again, in completion, this isn't just a regular lawsuit. This is critical. There's a special term for it, a strategic lawsuit against public participation, or SLAP. What that means is a lawsuit filed to punish someone for their speech, to force legal expenses on them. It's an abuse of the legal system. It's a weaponization of the legal system to intimidate and bully and stifle the First Amendment. That's why so many states have anti-SLAP laws that go beyond the First Amendment to get these kind of cases dismissed first and then punish the plaintiff for filing it in the first place. Soros has deep pockets. The Democrats have deep pockets. They've got taxpayer money and all these grants they're funneling into Georgetown. That should be investigated. Congress should investigate it. They claim they're a private university. But see, it's the people that are used, the pawns that are brought in by the Democrats and told you've been wronged and who were signed on to these. There was even a Daily Beast article that had a top lawyer in there saying this is very dangerous. These plaintiffs, not just in this case but in others, that are suing Jones, these lawsuits openly are just to demonize Jones and the First Amendment and are pieces of defamatory propaganda. They're going to end up getting sued. They're going to end up losing SLAP because they state in the lawsuits, we want to destroy Jones. This is to teach Jones a lesson. And then when we show that what they're saying isn't true, it's the definition of malice aforethought and intent to do harm. Again, inversion, defame, lie, file it in court, have the media then parrot it out everywhere else, and then try to intimidate, destroy people. Talk about diabolical. It is diabolical because it's coming right out of George Soros. The Texas statute requires a SLAP plaintiff to pay all the defendant's expenses and also sanctions, and we've got three lawyers on it just in this lawsuit, to stop it from happening again. We're asking the court here to find the lawsuit as a SLAP and to make Brendan Gilmore pay our expenses. The point is that you shouldn't be able to do this kind of thing with impunity, and we want to make sure that Brendan Gilmore and the world think twice before they decide to take someone to court over protected speech. And in closing, I'll say this. I wish Mr. Gilmore no harm, but we need to send messages to all these folks when the lawyers and the professors involved are saying, we will never settle. We want to destroy Jones. This is in the public venue, jumping around like they are in heaven, like they're at a party. And then you read what's in the lawsuit, and almost none of it's true, or it's twisted. Again, this is an assault on all of you, an assault on the press, an assault on the heart of this republic, right as we're trying to have a new renaissance and bring the nation back.
You know, as I sit here and think about what Alex is saying in his address there at the National Press Club in D.C., you've got the attack on the First Amendment, where it used to be they used political correctness to psychologically bully you into not expressing yourself or, you know, oh, maybe I shouldn't say that, you know, constantly looking around your shoulder, oh, who could I offend here? Who could I not offend? So political correctness over speech was the first censorship of free speech, a psychological bullying campaign to make you worry that you might say something that offends somebody. Well, Trump destroyed that. People got sick of that. And so that kind of died out. And so now they take it to the next level and they use their Democrat operatives, their bleeding heart liberals that run these social media networks, run the CNNs, work at the Googles and the YouTubes, to censor us, make algorithms, make terms of service so that you can say it's unsafe to the community, your videos, your content, and then you get censored. And so they have this veil of righteousness. They have this veil of justification, but it's all political. It's all agenda driven. And so that's how they attack the First Amendment. That's what we're going through. That's what Alex Jones is addressing in D.C. Then you've got the attacks on the Second Amendment, where take an event like Florida, where you've got all of these red flags about the shooter. You've got local law enforcement stand down, FBI stand down. I mean, on the scene stand down, like total failure. In fact, you know, so bad you have to ask, is this blatant incompetence or a stand down? But then the media focuses on the gun and says, oh my gosh, the gun is to blame. The Second Amendment is the problem. That's how we solve this. So then they attack the Second Amendment. And then you have Robert Mueller. Who does Robert Mueller answer to? Well, nobody. Robert Mueller answers to Robert Mueller. God answers to Robert Mueller. Didn't you know this? And so now you have an attack on the very fabric of the justice system, of innocent till proven guilty, of no one's above the law, with Robert Mueller. And I remember last week joking about how they always use this buzzword, he broadens his investigation. Robert Mueller is broadening. Yeah, because he can't find anything. So now you have an FBI that works for a porn star, Stormy Daniels. So the FBI invades Michael Cohen's office, Trump's attorney. Why? Why? Is there Russian collusion going on here? Does this have something to do with Russia? Stormy Daniels, Russian? Where is the Russian probe come into play when you're raiding Trump's attorney's office because of a porn star's beef? So, there you go. How about an assault on the very fabric of the bureaucracies in this country that ought to be shut down? So Stormy Daniels is trying to sue Trump. She's trying to get rid of whatever gag order or confidentiality agreement she signed. And so, but she can't get it done. And the media gladly promotes her porn tour, Make America Horny Again. And they don't even realize they're making Stormy Daniels rich and she's totally using them, but she's still not getting what she wants legally. So bring in the FBI. Let's help Stormy Daniels out. Let's help this porn star out. She's been victimized by Trump, even though if anything happened, it was all consensual and she's never said otherwise. Let's go ahead. You know what, Stormy? We're sorry that you didn't get the result you wanted legally. Financially, you're doing very well, but legally, you didn't get the result you wanted. So you know what? I'm Robert Mueller. FBI. Hey, go in there. Can you go into Trump's lawyer's office? Let's get all the documents they have on Stormy Daniels. Stormy, we got you, babe. We got you, babe. I'm Robert Mueller. God answers to me. I got you, Stormy Daniels. So they're just assaulting America altogether, and we're just supposed to remain calm and act like nothing's wrong.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home? And you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect and may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
You have been lied to.
My name is Kevin Shipp. I'm a former decorated CIA officer. Finally, someone has come out and written what I think is the best expose on the shadow government ever. We're in a constitutional crisis, and our government is now being run and ruled by a shadow government.
And we got to get this out, because just because you're awake, folks, doesn't mean other people are. This is critical to get, to read, to go to the library, to go to your church. Get them right now at KillingUncleSamBook.com. KillingUncleSamBook.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Message and data rates may apply.
Remembering when to change your fridge filter is a hassle. Remembering the right filter is almost impossible. So at Filters Fast, we have some good advice. Forget it. Instead, remember this. Text BEST 33 to 443-443 and check fridge filters off your to-do list forever. Get it all taken care of for a fraction of big box store prices with a Filters Fast brand filter. To see how much you can save, plus get free shipping, text BEST 33 to 443-443. With a huge range of brand name filters available, Filters Fast is America's number one online filtration company. And you can get a Filters Fast brand filter for a fraction of the price, delivered to your door every time you need it. No need to remember. It's not a matter of if you need a fridge filter. Why not text to get it taken care of? To see how much you can save and get free shipping, text BEST 33 to 443-443. That's BEST 33 to 443-443.
Well, it certainly feels like we're in the storm now. Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. Alex Jones is in D.C. invading the swamp. Of course, his press conference was earlier this morning. We've been playing clips. We'll have some more clips for you as well. And this is all possible with your support at InfoWarsStore.com. We've got some specials running now on some of our most popular products, including Alpha Power. 25% off Alpha Power at InfoWarsStore.com. This was out of stock, but we've got it back in stock, and we're bringing it to you at 25% off. Relatively new product, so we don't have too many reviews, but of the reviews we have, 4.6 stars out of 5 stars. So you know it's effective. You know it's good stuff. And after we just sold out the last batch, I would imagine we're going to have a large portion of reviews coming in. I expect them to be high ratings, as that's what we get for all of our products at InfoWarsStore.com. Don't forget about CellForce, which is 50% off right now. So 50% off CellForce and 50% off the Real Red Pill at InfoWarsStore.com. They're just going down the store right now. I'm just looking at all the stuff that's 50% off. So CellForce is 50% off right now as well. Again, that's got the CoQ10 in there. And it's a product that we're actually making it more powerful. So this is actually a more powerful version of a previous product that was already highly rated and a newer version. So CellForce is 50% off right now. Take advantage of that. Of course, Alexa Pure Breeze still $50 off. I guess we're just going to keep that special running. That's a great deal. Before we run out, $50 off Alexa Pure Breeze air filters. And there's all kinds of stuff at InfoWarsStore.com. Hats, T-shirts, survival equipment, survival food, body armor. I mean, the store is so massive now. If you can't find something that you like or that you're interested in, you haven't tried. You haven't looked. And there's also household items like toothpaste and shampoo. So check it all out at InfoWarsStore.com. That's how you support us. That's how we're able to have a big press conference event in D.C. That's how we're able to have a 34-hour live broadcast on Thursday. That's this Thursday, 34-hour live broadcast. So we were just addressing the attacks on free speech, the attacks on the Second Amendment, the attacks against us, the attacks on the very integrity of America and its judicial system, its justice system, and everything in between. So Trump yesterday responded to the FBI raid on his lawyer's office for a porn star. We've got two clips of that. Let's roll the first one. Again, this is President Trump responding to the FBI raid yesterday. There's Bolton next to him.
So I just heard that they broke into the office of
invade Syria.
One of my personal attorneys, good man, and it's a disgraceful situation. It's a total witch hunt. I've been saying it for a long time. I've wanted to keep it down. We've given, I believe, over a million pages worth of documents to the special counsel. They continue to just go forward, and here we are talking about Syria. We're talking about a lot of serious things with the greatest fighting force ever. And I have this witch hunt constantly going on for over 12 months now. And actually much more than that. You could say it was right after I won the nomination it started. And it's a disgrace. It's frankly a real disgrace. It's an attack on our country in a true sense. It's an attack on what we all stand for. So when I saw this and when I heard it like you did, I said, that is really now in a whole new level of unfairness. So this has been going on. I saw one of the reporters who was not necessarily a fan of mine, not necessarily very good to me. He said, in effect, that this is ridiculous. This is now getting ridiculous. They found no collusion whatsoever with Russia. The reason they found it is there was no collusion at all. No collusion. This is the most biased group of people. These people have the biggest conflicts of interest I've ever seen. Democrats, all, or just about all, either Democrats or a couple of Republicans that work for President Obama. They're not looking at the other side. They're not looking at the Hillary Clinton things that she did and all of the crimes that were committed. They're not looking at all of the things that happened that everybody is very angry about, I can tell you, from the Republican side, and I think even the independent side. They only keep looking at us. So they find no collusion, and then they go from there and they say, well, let's keep going. And they raid an office of a personal attorney early in the morning. And I think it's a disgrace. So we'll be talking about it more. But this is the most conflicted group of people I've ever seen. The Attorney General made a terrible mistake when he did this and when he recused himself, or he should have certainly let us know if he was going to recuse himself. And we would have put a different Attorney General in. So he made what I consider to be a very terrible mistake for the country. But you'll figure that out. All I can say is after looking for a long period of time, not even before the special counsel, because it really started just about from the time I won the nomination, and you look at what took place and what happened, and it's a disgrace. It's a disgrace.
And to provide a little color to what Trump was saying about Clinton, we've got the story at InfoWars.com right now from Information Liberation's Chris Menahan. Mueller investigating Trump over $150,000 donation from Ukrainian who gave Clinton's $13 million. And so the average liberal was, Trump won, Trump's the president, not Hillary. Okay, well, Hillary was in the State Department when she got these donations, and Trump wasn't in government. So, ouch, guess the liberal response failed again. Let's now go to another clip of Trump responding to the FBI raid.
Can I just fire Mueller? Well, I think it's a disgrace what's going on. We'll see what happens. But I think it's really a sad situation when you look at what happened. And many people have said you should fire him. Again, they found nothing. And in finding nothing, that's a big statement. If you know the person who's in charge of the investigation, you know all about that, Deputy Rosenstein, Rod Rosenstein. He wrote the letter, very critical of Comey. One of the things I said, I fired Comey. Well, I turned out to do the right thing, because you look at all of the things that he's done and the lies, and you look at what's gone on at the FBI with the insurance policy and all of the things that happened. Turned out I did the right thing. But he signed, as you know, he also signed the FISA warrant. So Rod Rosenstein, who's in charge of this, signed a FISA warrant, and he also signed a letter that was essentially saying to fire James Comey. And he was right about that. He was absolutely right. So we'll see what happens. I think it's disgraceful, and so does a lot of other people. This is a pure and simple witch hunt. Thank you very much. Thank you. Please.
Wow. We've got an exclusive right now, folks. Robert Mueller himself has actually dialed into the program to respond to President Trump. Lord Mueller, what is your response?
I am the law.
He is the law. Okay. And then he blasts off. He's got to head back over to the Make America Horny Again headquarters and get his latest orders from headquarters and Stormy Daniels. So Robert Mueller now answers to Stormy Daniels. And, she's got him on speed dial. And if she doesn't like the result of her litigation against Trump and his attorney, Michael Cohen, then she just calls Robert Mueller, and Lord Mueller flies over there, and, he raids the attorney's office for the documents because he works for Stormy Daniels. I mean, that's what we're paying Mueller to do, right? Work for a porn star who's trying to bring Trump down? Or not even that. Work for a porn star who's just trying to make money. I mean, it really tells you the state of the media, that they're so dumb, they can be used and abused for publicity, marketing, building a brand, promoting a tour. A porn star can deceive and trick and twist the media around as long as it goes along with their agenda. Sure, we'll promote a porn star. Sure, Robert Mueller will work for a porn star. It's all okay. We'll go along with the porn star as long as it works for our agenda of destroying this country and bringing Trump down. Yeah, porn star. Yeah, Robert Mueller, you got it.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood flow. pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.